Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations and Happy New Year. Tonight being New Year's Eve is a very special occasion. And for that special occasion, I thought I would have a very special guest, the extremely talented, the very well-known, the somewhat good-looking Greg Abate is here. Greg, nice to have you back again.
Thank you, Mike. I'm working on that.
Thank you. Greg is known throughout the world as one of the premier saxophone players and flute player and song arranger, and you've been doing it all for quite a while now, right?
I sure have, Mike. It's thinking about that. A lot of history there.
A lot of history.
Yeah.
Just give us a rough indication. You don't have to tell us exactly. About what year did you start with the saxophone? 1970?
Well, I was in junior high school. It was like, I would say 1962.
1962.
Yeah.
So that's quite a while.
Yeah. I'm getting used to it now.
Pretty soon you'll have it down, right? You'll
know what those
little things do when you push your finger down.
Yeah, I think about it, like how that works. It's incredible how, you know, we just take it for granted when you play.
Sure.
But that was hard to do when I was younger, to learn that thing.
So was your first instrument the saxophone?
Clarinet.
Clarinet.
And I've been playing clarinet a little bit more lately because with a great local musician, Diamond Centofanti, who's a great clarinet player, we've been doing things together. Right. So he got me out playing the clarinet together now. So
it's a lot of fun, right?
It is.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to go back.
They call it the agony stick.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm not that talented. I just use my voice. That's all I do.
You got a great one, man.
And now, Greg, you've been playing for a long time, as we talked about. You know, you have a quartet that plays around. You have a trio that plays around.
I have a sextet as well.
A sextet, you, all kinds of things.
And,
now,
and then I'm on the road as a soloist with different quartets, you know, or big bands.
Right.
So I haven't taken a band like on the road for several years where they could fly a whole group out like to Europe.
Right.
I've done that in the past.
But things now they just bring you.
Yeah.
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 And you also do some teaching and classes and so forth.
I've done a lot of that. It's private teaching and teaching at Rhode Island College. 20 years at Rhode Island College as an adjunct professor of jazz.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if people want to get more information about you, you do have a website, right? You also have many recordings, which we're going to hear some of today. But the website is your name?
Yes, .com, gregabate.com.
So it's GREGABATE. .com. Pretty easy to remember. So treat yourself this holiday season. It's a new year. You got to get some good music. So go to Greg's website, and can they order discs right from there if they want to, or download?
Yeah, they can download tracks, or they can buy a whole CD, and then I post it. I mail it to them.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, or you have one of your people do it. I mean, you don't bother with trivial stuff like that.
Actually, I do.
Well, that's
you know, I've got the whole package. I put them in the envelope and everything.
There you go.
I'm a very personal person. I like to.
Well, I know. I have a CD which I have on display in my office that you signed for me, and I have it's right above your picture, and so it was nice of you to sign that. And I guess it's been almost a year or so since you were first on this show. And
longer than that.
Longer than that?
Yeah, because this is my third show with you.
Yeah, but I'm saying the last time was.
The last time was a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to make sure we make it an annual event.
That's really nice.
You know, the end of every year, we at least catch up and see what you've been up to. We're going to talk about the fact that you are playing out. Next week you're at Shands on January 6th, and then towards the end of the month you're at Linden Place in Bristol on 26th, and then at the Music Mansion in Providence on January 28th. So I know there's other places. You're in New Hampshire and you're in other places, but locally those are something people can take advantage of. And we have a lot of music to play today, so I'm going to stop talking and see if we can get to some music. And you have a relatively new holiday CD?
No, Mike, it's was recorded in 1995. It's kind
of a special. That's relatively new compared to Mozart.
Oh, yeah.
1995. I didn't realize it was recorded that long ago.
Yeah, I know. It's like, and, you know, as an artist, you hear, you know, we're critical about our playing or singing.
Sure.
And I can hear 1995 Greg Abate, you know, it's not the same as now. You know, it's like I'm saying, oh, my God, can I play that? The tempo's too fast or this and that, you know.
You're always correcting yourself. Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. Well, this is an album called It's Christmas Time.
Yes.
Which is a title cut of an original tune that you put together, right?
Yeah, I wrote the music, but the lyrics were written by... can't remember. I didn't know her, and she was I apologize. I have to find her name.
Okay, that's all right. We'll check that out after we let's listen to it. It's called It's Christmas.
Sidewalk Santa, ring your bell. It's Christmas time once again. Raise your voice and sing Noel. It's Christmas time once again. City is lit up and dressed to kill. Festive and cheerful and bright. Even the shoppers are rushing by. Stop to admire the sight. Nights are long but smiles are wide. It's Christmas time once again. Put those weary thoughts aside. It's Christmas time once again. Christmas time once again. Raise your voice and sing Noel. It's Christmas time once again. Sidewalks are cluttered with Christmas trees. Smells like a forest in June. Breathe in and you're in another world under the Yuletide moon. Nights are long but smiles are wide. It's Christmas time once again. put those weary thoughts aside. It's Christmas time once again.
Nice tune for the holiday season, and now you recall who wrote the lyrics, right?
Yes, Miss Nina Tisch.
Nina Tisch, and yeah. A couple other people. Paul is...
Paul Brodnax is the vocalist.
Okay.
And I had the pleasure of Herb Pomeroy, one of my composition and theory teachers at Berklee College of Music, on trumpet and flugelhorn. And we had Matt Gordy on drums. And you know, we saw also Paul Brodnax is playing piano, and Jack Pizzanelli on guitar.
There you go. All right. So that was It's Christmas Time, title cut of Greg's holiday CD. We have another tune from that disc we want to play before we run out of time here in our first segment. A traditional one, not one that you wrote. You would have had to have been around a long time to write this one, because this goes back a long way.
I know.
Greensleeves, right?
Yeah, the composer stole it from me.
Let's give that a listen.
All right.
And then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Inside.
Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting in this Conducting Conversation show with Greg Abate, who is a saxophonist and flautist and clarinetist and you name it. He is an expert in the field of music, been around a long time, and we're very pleased to have him on our last show of the year, obviously, December 31st, and it's a time of year when you reflect and you find other things, but we have so much music that we want to play today. I'm going to ask Greg to just kind of dig right into it, and this next song is about your sister, right?
Yeah, Maria.
Maria.
Yes. She's a marine biologist, and I wrote this tune for her.
It's hard to write songs about marine biologists.
Well, I use the ocean as a good prop.
Well, there you go. All right. But it's easy to write a song about your sister, right?
Yeah, it's great. But she says she identifies three different things in it about the ocean, saying, oh, that's where this big wave was,
huh.
And that's when the fish came in. I saw okay. She dives, you know, she's a diver too. But she's a marine biologist, and she's working now at Woods Hole with the Native Americans.
Wow.
Yeah, tagging fish.
There you go.
She's great.
Well, this is simply entitled Maria?
Maria's Ocean.
Maria's Ocean.
Yeah.
Let's give it a listen. Greg, we have one other rather lengthy piece of music to listen to now that I want to get to rather quickly.
This,
this is a CD that tributes Horace Silver. Tell us about Horace Silver.
Well, Horace Silver is one of the pioneers of, you know, definitely a great composer, and he's a piano player that played really economically. He wasn't one of those, he was like the opposite of, like, say, McCoy Tyner, who plays very busy and a lot and very hard. Yeah. Horace Silver was very unique in the sense that he would play, economically, like less notes,
and
very spacey, and his compositions are off the charts. It's so good that he was one of the people that I emulated as a composer.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. And this is a tribute, this whole CD that you have is a tribute to him.
Yes,
and
it is.
We're going to listen to the first track, and it's called Mayray.
Mayray, yeah.
All right. We'll listen to that. It's a little bit lengthy. We'll try to get the whole thing in before we take our...
Thank you.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Greg Abate, and we're listening to some great music that he has brought to us. He has lots of CDs, lots of recordings, and we're just having a chance to listen to a few of them today. Just before the commercial break, we listened to a piece that was a little bit lengthy, so we hurried into it, but I want to make sure we give credit to the people that were on it. So who was there?
On trumpet was the great late Claudio Roditi. He was passed away too early, like 3 years ago. And also another great local musician, the late great Artie Cabral on drums. He just passed last year. It was a sad situation. And also the late great Hilton Ruiz, who unfortunately had a tragedy in that killed him in New Orleans. So this, wow. You know, three of these, my good friends have passed away on this. Hilton was a great piano player. Well, Marshall Wood is a bass player from the South Shore.
Oh, yeah.
And Marshall Wood on bass.
Okay.
He's still with me.
So there you go. So great to still have that recording in hand so that you have the memories of all that happened there. All right, yes. We're going to go to a song called Voyage, and that's, what CD does this come from? This is
This comes from Bop Lives, and also on this one has Claudio Roditi on trumpet with Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on the bass, and Ben Riley on the drums.
Thank you.
Greg, I want to thank you so much for coming in, spending New Year's Eve together. That's something I didn't expect to be doing.
Yeah, me either.
I know. Nice. Well, tell the audience we're not really spending New Year's Eve together. This is pre-recorded, but we do wish you all a happy new year, and it was great to spend time with Greg. And just recapping, gregabate.com is the website. And we found out, I found out something a little interesting during the break, that if you say to Alexa, which a lot of people do now to listen to music, Abate doesn't come up. So you have to say, unfortunately, Greg Abate, right?
Yep.
All right. Because that's the way it's spelled, A-B-A-T-E. If you're looking for him on Alexa, do that. Otherwise, go to his website. You can purchase CDs there. You can download. You can do all kinds of things, get information, you get pictures and so forth. And if you're lucky enough, you might be able to get an autograph like I got just from listening to his stuff. We have an interesting thing, and we're gonna make history.
Yes.
Since it's New Year's Eve, I don't think I've ever played the same song title twice in one show, but we're going to do that now. We just played a tune called Voyage. And now that was recorded, about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
I think 1998.
98, okay. Mm-hmm. And then later on, you decided to record it again, but with a rather something unique involved with it.
Well, it's got the same composer and pianist, Kenny Barron, and it had Desron Douglas on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums. And I played on this particular track, what makes a difference is the five saxophones, which I overdubbed sequentially. Like it's an alto sax, two, tenor sax one, tenor sax two, and baritone sax is
so
on this.
So your own band.
Yeah, I did. It was a project I took on to do on one or two tunes on this recording.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was fun.
So you'll be able to hear the difference between the first voyage and the second voyage with Greg overdubbing himself on five different tracks.
Hope they can come. Some folks, jazz fans, can come out to Chan's on January 6th.
There you go. January 6th at Chan's, January 26th at Linden Place in Bristol, and January 28th at the Music Mansion in Providence.
And
Greg, thanks so much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show. I love it.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next year on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.